Morena e te whānau, welcome to the Māori Millennial Podcast. If you clicked on this episode, you obviously want to create a money plan. So before I dive into how to actually build one, I first wanted to share why it's so important. Now there's this quote, it says, those who fail to plan are planning to fail. Now, not having a money plan is literally like throwing spaghetti on the wall and hoping it sticks. You want a money plan so that you understand where your money is coming from, how much is coming in, and where it is going to. Having all of your money just like kind of there and just winging it every week, like that is not the way to go. And so I want to teach you today how to start taking action on actually building a money plan. Now, the first thing I would do to get started is to firstly find out how much you earn. You can use your payslips or the income that lands in your bank account. If it varies, then find the average of the income you bring in. So if you, for example, are paid hourly and, you know, some weeks you get paid $1,500 and some weeks you get paid a grand. Like, find the average that you bring in, and even like find the average monthly income that you have. I find that that can be quite helpful. But you want to know how much money you're bringing in and find all of the different income streams you have. So if you maybe get child support, if you get, you know, your job or all these different things, then just create a list of the different ways that you make money and how much money that is and what frequency it is. So is it weekly? Is it monthly? Is it fortnightly? Now, once you've done that, I want you to create a list of your fixed costs. So things like rent, insurance premiums, all of the things that are, you know, common costs in your household. So, you know, things like your internet plan, things, just those fixed costs that don't change. And make a list of those. Now, it might be helpful to go through your bank statements to see how much you spend on those. Now, the next thing you want to do is create a list of your variable costs. So these are things that change every week, but are things that you do. So, for example, your groceries. You know, one week you might be buying a lot more meat than the next week, and next week you might be using last week's meat, and so it might change. It might go from $100 to $200. You know what I'm saying? So things that change. But you want to create a list of these amounts, your fixed costs and your variable amounts. Now, number four is you want to open specific accounts for those different things. Now, the really important thing in doing this is to make sure that this account doesn't have any costs on it. So some accounts will charge you like $5 a month to have an account. Make sure that it's a free account. Now, when you have these accounts, it's really helpful to have a bird's eye view of all of your money. So I personally have accounts for absolutely everything. I have one for my car. I have one for, you know, my rent. I have one for like all of these different things. And it just makes it so easy for me to see where the money is. Now, one of the really important things is if you have annual or monthly costs and you're paid weekly, sometimes those things can just completely throw you off. So find out how much you should put aside each week for this. For example, for your car, you can add up your reg, your WOF, and the average that you think you will spend on maintenance. Now you can think about the last 5 years, what have you spent on maintenance? So, you know, replacing your tires, have you needed to, I don't know, buy a new engine or whatever it is. I'm not a car girl, don't ask me, but I think it's important to just put aside an amount every single week, and it's so much easier to do that than it is, you know, for example, my rego and my WOF is due around the same time, and it's in October, and I've got money in my car account, so it's coming up, but I'm like, it's all good because I've got the money there, as opposed to, oh my gosh, my rego's due, my WOF is due, and I've got no money for it, and oh my gosh, it's just going to blow everything out. So actually putting aside an amount every single week into that account so that when those things come up, you've got it sorted and you don't even need to worry about it. Another thing is any bigger costs or any like monthly costs. So for example, a lot of people get thrown off when their power is due on one week in the month. However, they get paid weekly, and so it just throws off that last month of the month. And so you can put aside, just split it four ways and put aside a fourth of it every single week. I do this with literally everything, and it makes it so easy because I get paid weekly. And I just find it so much easier to do it this way. Now, the other thing I would do, number five, is see if there's any money being spent on things that aren't alignment with your goals or your values. Now, this is called value-based spending. It's spending your money in alignment with your values. So if you spend a lot of money on takeaways, but you really want to save a safety net, that's a value of yours to have money there for emergencies, then how can you stop spending money on takeaways? Now, I've literally been there before, and so I was really busy, I was working lots, and it was just so much easier just to pick up some takeaways on the way home from work. Now, I realized that I was spending so much money on takeaways and I didn't want to do this. So I started buying my groceries on a Sunday, meal prepping and having the kai there for the week ahead. Weekly groceries instead of just winging it every day. I am so shocked at how many people just wing it every single day. They don't even have they don't keep kai at home for the week. They'll just buy it as each day goes. And this is such an expensive way to do it. It's actually funny because my brother, he lives in the UK, that's quite a common thing apparently over there, and they do that, and I think it's cheaper to do things like that over there, but in Aotearoa, oh my gosh, so much cheaper to buy it in one go. Even bulk buying your meats and things like that is so much cheaper than buying it in little packets and things like that, but I personally like to just do it every week. I also don't have a very big freezer, so... but meal prepping, weekly groceries instead of winging it each day, shopping when you are hungry is literally asking for yourself to overspend. Like, I have done it and it is horrendous. The amount of stuff you just throw in your trolley just because you're hungry, like, have a kai before you go. And what I mean by this is if you're buying kai every day when you get hungry instead of forward planning, you're not going to care. You're just going to be like, I'm starving, bro. I want a kai. So creating a plan for that. And, I'm going off on a tangent about kai, but there might be other things in your money plan that you're spending a lot on. So maybe you're spending a lot of money on... here's an example. This is actually a mistake of my own. Every single time I go through a toll road, I always forget to pay it. And so I get a letter in the mail saying your toll road is, overdue. This is my hapa, my mistake, and something that I'm actually going to really work on from now on. But things like that. If you, say for example, know that like you're spending a lot of money on speeding fines, like, can we find ways to stop speeding? Can we, just have a look at where your money is going and go, okay, I want to change this. I want to spend my money on things that are actually important to me. How can I reduce these costs? Now, what I would do, number six, is create one document that has all of your income, all of your expenses, all on one page. And you can just see an overview of this. Even create a pie graph if you feel that way inclined and have a look at where your pūtea is going, where the masses of it is going. Because if you've got goals to save more, invest more, all of these things, then you actually want to know where your money is going and how you can direct your money towards those things. Now, this is something that you will want to revisit often because it can change as things change. Maybe your rent goes up, maybe different things happen, maybe your income increases. Maybe it decreases. You want to revisit it a lot. Every time something changes, revisit it and just have an overview of it and just create a habit of checking in and forward planning and everything like that. But if this podcast was helpful, like, leave a comment, and if there's any questions you guys have, leave a comment. But the other thing too is so many of you guys listen to this podcast, but you haven't rated the show, you haven't given it any stars on podcasts on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. I would be so grateful if you could rate the show. It just helps push this podcast out to as many people as possible. I'm on a mission to grow this podcast and to help as many people as possible. So if you found it helpful, can you do your friends or your followers a favor and share this with them? And yeah, make sure to tag me because I absolutely love seeing these posts. But that is our podcast episode for today. E te whanau. I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will talk to you all again in our next episode. Hei kona.